My man, Keith Sweat, is on the phone, Sip.
Good morning.
And Sherry Shepherd. Hey. Keith Sweat is on the phone. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Congratulations.
How you doing, man?
You got a residency in Las Vegas. You're going to be at the Flamingo. Starts January 17th and runs until February 4th. Is this the same room where George Wallace and Tony Braxton and Gladys Knight worked? Is this the same room at the Flamingo?
Yeah, it's the same room. It's the same room, the Donnie and Marie room, which I'm changing into the Keith Sweat room.
Congratulations, man. That's what every entertainer wants to do, is to have their residency in Las Vegas. And you got Aries Spears opening for you, huh?
Yeah, I got Aries opening for me. So it's gonna be great, man. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm proud of myself.
Did they change the name of the hotel to the Sweat Hotel too?
Well, that depends on how well he does in the casino.
Okay. own it.
But, you know, Keith, this is Sherry Shepherd. I love the fact, I mean, New Jack Swing, that just influenced an entire culture, and you were a major part of it. Do you think that there will ever be a genre of music like New Jack that will do the same thing that it did for our culture?
You want the truth?
Yeah, nothing but...
I think the way music is going now, I really don't. I don't see that happening. Oh. You know, again, I wish it could happen, but I don't. You know, everything is so trendy right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody's, you know, trying to come up with nothing unique like New Jack Swing or what me and Teddy did back in the day. So, I don't see it happening. You know, I mean, but I wish it would, but I don't see it happening.
How long has it been in your career?
I've been doing this 30 years, baby.
Congratulations, man. And the 12th studio album, Dressed to Impress, is out right now.
Right, it's out right now, definitely. Yeah.
So what advice do you give to artists? Because your staying power, 30 years, that's a major accomplishment. How would you tell an artist
to
make it last forever? Make it last forever, Keith.
Well, you know, it was like Tom, when I started, it wasn't even about, you know, when me and Jill and, you know, started, you know, how the thought pattern we had, it wasn't even about the money. It was about the music. Mm-hmm. It was about that was always about. Right now, everything is so hit and run. I mean, back in the day, you know, we cared about how we performed on stage. We didn't think about no lip syncing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Nowadays, if you get on stage, you got the track running right behind you and lip syncing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people call talent. And back in the day, we didn't think like that. We thought about, you know, pleasing the audience, singing hard, performing hard, and, you know, and that's what we really enjoy. Nowadays, it's not like that.
Do you see any of the younger men and women who are doing that, or are staying true to the game like you and Gerald did and others?
Well, you got a few coming out that I like Ro James and, you know, people like that who I feel, you know, are starting to really sing or starting to go back to that grit. I call it the grit, you know what I mean? That, you know, of R&B. You know, where R&B sounds like R&B, because some of the stuff that's coming out right now is watered down R&B, I should say. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to get that pocket hit instead of that real R&B, like Marvin Gaye back in the day, Eddie LaVert back in the day, that real R&B. So, you know, I think people are reaching back out to grab that, you know, because they feel like, you know, it's really missing. It's starting to R&B to me. It's starting to come back more because, you know, than what pop was back in the day. If you thought about pop music back in the day, and Marvin, that was if a record reached top number one pop, it was a record like myself, Marvin Gaye back in the day, the OJs back in the day. So, you know, people starting to go back to what that was. They know what it is.
And folks will get a chance to see you starting January 17th in Vegas.
In Vegas at the Flamingo. Vegas. All right.
Yes.
Go.
Keith.
Congratulations, Keith.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
I remember my first time seeing him perform.
Man.
We were in Los Angeles at the Black Radio
wow.
Convention. Man, he was, and now at the Flamingo. Go figure.